Fugitive's dramatic standoff at Caesar's Palace leads to plea deal. In a recent turn of events, Matthew John Ermond Mannix, a 36-year-old fugitive from Golden, Colorado, has accepted a plea deal following a dramatic standoff at Caesar's Palace on the Las Vegas Strip. The incident, which took place last month, saw furniture being hurled out of a 21st-floor window, causing panic and chaos among guests. From dramatic standoff to dropped kidnapping charges, Mannix, who has been in custody since the incident, pleaded guilty to felony property destruction and misdemeanor negligence charges. As part of the plea agreement, he has committed to paying nearly $55,300 in restitution. David Roger, Mannix's attorney, informed that the judge in Nevada might also impose a fine of up to $12,000 on Mannix and sentence him to a prison term ranging from 1 to 5 years. This would run concurrently with a 364-day jail term. In a significant development, prosecutors have decided to drop the more severe charges of felony kidnapping and coercion. If Mannix had been convicted on the kidnapping charge in Nevada, he could have faced a life sentence. The standoff, which lasted for 5 hours, was a tense situation with guests of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas evacuating a pool area as broken glass and furniture rained down from above. Authorities initially described the incident as a hostage situation. It was reported that Mannix had forcibly pulled a woman into a room, claiming he had a firearm. However, upon his surrender, only a folding knife was discovered, with no trace of a gun. Related: woman safe after hostage situation at Caesar's Palace. The woman, later identified by Mannix as his girlfriend, sustained minor injuries but was not critically harmed. Both Mannix and the woman were described by the police as being clearly under the influence of narcotics and experiencing drug-induced paranoia. It was believed that the duo had been consuming illegal narcotics continuously for several days prior to the incident. Prior criminal behavior: Mannix's criminal history includes convictions in Colorado for kidnapping in 2022 and property damage in 2012. Furthermore, several individuals had obtained court orders of protection against him. Related: Caesar's kidnapping suspect wanted in Colorado. Despite the chaos, gambling activities at the casino remained unaffected. However, heightened security presence was noted in the valet area, with both hotel security officers and police personnel on high alert. David Roger conveyed Mannix's sentiments to the Associated Press, stating, "Mr. Mannix is very remorseful for his actions and he looks forward to tackling his drug addictions in the future." The incident serves as a stark reminder of the unpredictable nature of drug-induced behaviors and the importance of ensuring public safety in popular entertainment venues.